KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The girls' state volleyball championships get underway today at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. There are 8 matches scheduled for today. They'll start the day at noon with Class 4A first round play as unrated Abraham Lincoln will face top-ranked Iowa City West in a noon match. AL is 25-21 on the season. The Lynx will face an Iowa City West squad that's 36-6 and top-ranked in today's matchup. Also at noon today, 11th-rated Cedar Falls will face number 2-ranked Iowa City High. The 1:30 matches in 4A include 7th-rated Cedar Rapids Kennedy playing 4th-ranked Dubuque Hempstead and number 8 Waukee facing 3rd-rated Ankeny. After they finish up the 4A, tonight it'll be the 3A first round. At 6 o'clock, 6th-ranked Charles City will play number 5-rated Bishop Heelan Catholic. Also at 6 o'clock, 7th-ranked Maquoketa faces 3rd-rated Waverly Shell Rock. 7:30 matches include number 10-ranked Harlan facing top-rated Dubuque Wallert. Cyclones are 31-6 on the year, while the Golden Eagles 29-8 on the season and top-ranked. That match again, 7:30 start time tonight. Also at 7:30, 9th-rated Union will play 2nd-ranked Solon in the other Class 3A first-round volleyball match. Those winners all move on to the semifinals later this week. The Class 1A and 2A first-round matches are set for tomorrow in Cedar Rapids. Well, congratulations out to the Atlantic Girls Cross Country team. They qualified for academic all-state honors. The average GPA for the 20 team members was 3.43 for the first 9 weeks. Savannah Hoy, Allie Krogman, and Carly Munson led the way with 4.0 GPAs. 7 other girls had a 3.8 or higher. Each team member gets a certificate from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Also, 5 Atlantic senior cross-country runners were awarded Hawkeye 10 academic all-conference certificates. Derek Von Segern, Katie Blake, Allie Krogman, Melanie Neal, and Malachi Wickman each received that honor. Iowa running back Marcus Coker is a double major in physics and astronomy, and he might have been too smart for his own good early this season. Coach Kirk Ferentz says he thought the sophomore was overanalyzing the game, and last month he told him to stop thinking and just start running. Since then, Coker has been as good as anyone in the country. Coker has rushed for 647 yards and 8 touchdowns in his last 4 games. He now leads the Big Ten with 1,101 yards rushing heading into Saturday's divisional showdown between Iowa and number 13 Michigan State in Iowa City. Ferentz says going back to basics has really helped Coker break out of his early slump. Mark D'Antonio admits the pressure is on. The Michigan State coach is 3 wins from leading his team to a Legends Division title and a berth in the inaugural Big Ten championship game. The 13th-ranked Spartans play at Iowa Saturday in what could be their toughest remaining game of the regular season. Michigan State is not allowing the media to talk to players this week, a move D'Antonio says is designed to help his team's concentration. The Spartans also made players off limits before their Big Ten opener at Ohio State. Iowa, Nebraska, and Michigan are all tied for second in the division. They're 1 game back of Michigan State. We'll have that Iowa-Michigan State game live for you Saturday here on the radio. 9 a.m. is the pregame. 11:01 is kickoff from Kinnick Stadium this Saturday. Well, the Iowa State Athletics Department is making available an 11-11-11 ticket offer this Friday only, as they'll offer $11 reserve seats for the November 18th Big 12 football game against number 2 Oklahoma State. Those $11 tickets will be sold for 11 hours only, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., this Friday, November 11th. Those tickets are for select Jack Trice Stadium sections. You can get your tickets online Friday at cyclones.com, at the ticket office, or by phone as well. A former Penn State wide receiver, O.J. McDuffie, thinks the child sex abuse case at Penn State will spell the end of Coach Joe Paterno's career. McDuffie tells CBS's Early Show that he thinks this will be tough for Coach Paterno to hang on to his job after learning that the coach didn't tell authorities that one of his assistants witnessed former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky molesting a boy in the shower. McDuffie, who played for Paterno from 1989 to 92, says that if the school had handled the situation better, it might have prevented more boys from becoming victims. Sandusky was arrested Saturday on charges of sexually abusing 8 boys over 15 years. His lawyer has said Sandusky is innocent. Penn State's Board of Trustees will appoint a special committee to examine the circumstances that led to the child sex abuse scandal and possible cover-up involving a former assistant. The furor over the indictments of former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky and 2 university officials is eroding support among board members for Paterno, college football's winningest coach, to stay in his job. The Penn State board said it was outraged by the horrifying details of the Sandusky case. The committee will be appointed at the board's regular meeting Friday and will examine what failures occurred and who is responsible. Coach Joe Paterno is fighting for his job, and trustee Paul Silvas told the Center Daily Times that the Penn State Board is very concerned about the chain of events that have occurred. Paterno's regularly scheduled Tuesday news conference was abruptly canceled by a university spokesman who cited ongoing legal circumstances, a reference to charges announced over the weekend that Sandusky molested eight young boys between 1994 and 2009, and the two PSU administrators who have since resigned failed to notify authorities of a 2002 incident reported by an eyewitness. Hundreds of fans staged a raucous rally outside Paterno's home Tuesday evening. He appeared briefly along with some family members and thanked the crowd for coming. Asked if he was still the coach, the 84-year-old Paterno didn't answer, but a young woman who stood with her arm around him replied, "Now is not the time." Chris Owusu has been ruled out for number 3 Stanford against 6th-ranked Oregon while the wide receiver recovers from his latest concussion. Stanford coach David Shaw says Owusu will not play against the Ducks on Saturday and said the receiver's status for the rest of the season is still being evaluated. Owusu has had at least 3 concussions in the past 13 months. In NFL news, the New England Patriots took just half a season to decide they didn't need Albert Haynesworth. 2 days after he sat out most of the second half against the New York Giants, the Patriots released the defensive lineman that they obtained after his rocky 2-year stay with the Washington Redskins. In 6 games with the Patriots, Haynesworth had just 3 tackles and no sacks. He missed 2 of those 4 games with a back injury. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Washington Redskins have signed receiver David Anderson and released receiver Dante Stallworth. Anderson joined the Redskins yesterday, nearly a month after he was waived by Houston. He was in his 6th season with the Texans, where he played under current Redskins offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. Anderson has 82 catches for 895 yards in his career, but only 1 reception for 9 yards this season. Stallworth joined the Redskins this season, but failed to make much of an impact. Kicker Dave Rayner has agreed to terms on a contract with the Buffalo Bills to fill in for injured veteran Ryan Lindell, who was out indefinitely after hurting his right shoulder, making a touchdown-saving tackle last weekend. Rayner's agent, Paul Sheehy, confirmed the move to the Associated Press in a text message. Chicago Bears center Roberto Garza and the Bears have agreed on a 2-year contract extension through 2013. Primarily a guard in his first 10 seasons, Garza replaced the departed Olin Krutz at center and helped stabilize a line that struggled in the early going but has played well in recent weeks. The Buffalo Bills are offering a package of discounted tickets in a bid to fill a combined 57,000 unsold seats that are still available for their final 3 home games this year. In baseball news, a person familiar with negotiations tells the Associated Press that former Boston Red Sox manager Terry Francona has interviewed for the St. Louis Cardinals managerial vacancy. The interview took place in Cincinnati, where Cardinals chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. lives. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because no announcement was made. Francona managed the Red Sox for 8 seasons and left after they wasted a 9-game September lead in the American League wildcard race. St. Louis is seeking a replacement for Tony La Russa, who retired 2 days after winning his second World Series in 16 seasons with the Cardinals. Also in baseball news, the Texas Rangers pitching coach Mike Maddox is next up on the Chicago Cubs search for a new manager. Maddox is slated to interview today. Milwaukee Brewers hitting coach Dale Swaim and Philadelphia Phillies bench coach Pete McCannon have already been interviewed to replace Mike Quadi. In the National Hockey League last night, Dallas beat Washington 5-2. It was Florida over Toronto 5-1. In overtime, Buffalo beat Winnipeg 6-5. New Jersey topping Carolina 3-2. Edmonton beat Montreal 3-1. Detroit over Colorado 5-2. St. Louis shut out Chicago 3-0. Minnesota blank Calgary 3-0. And Los Angeles over Nashville 4-3. And NBA players made it clear yesterday that it's no deal. They don't fear Commissioner David Stern's ultimatum either. Players Association President Derek Fisher says the current offer on the table from the NBA is one that we cannot accept. The league's current proposal calls for players to receive between 49% and 51% of basketball-related income, though union officials argue it would be nearly impossible to get above 50.2%. Instead, the players said they will ask for another meeting with owners before this afternoon's deadline, and they sound willing to agree on a 50-50 split of revenues under the right circumstances in an attempt to end the lockout and save the season. Players have until this afternoon to make the deal. If not, Stern says the next offer is expected to call for rolling back players' salaries, a 53-47 revenue split in the owner's favor, and essentially a hard salary cap. No bargaining session has been scheduled before this afternoon's deadline. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.